Washington County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, Washington County versus Grimes County, is made possible by Woodson's Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Eggs Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Hoodie Real Estate, Guadalajara's Mexican Restaurant, Woman's Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedars Farm Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Diamond and Associates, BVR Materials, Glenn College, Coaches Insurance, Eman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plain North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double Glass Service, K&H Portable Toilets, La Roche Chevrolet, GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collar Constructions, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brand It Graphics, Mr. Windshields, Fielders Buy and Buy, Seals, Borders, Bilski's Water Well Service, Thriving Financials, Lamorel's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kendro Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for pregame with your host, Javi Jr.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal. Not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Fielders Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Fielders Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Fielders Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All righty, Javi Jr. here with KWHI Sports as we come out to Schrader Field at Linda Anderson Park in Brenham, where we're getting ready to get a game going in minor baseball Little League All-Star Tournament action. It's going to be Washington County taking on Grimes County. But at the moment, we're currently in the middle of a ball game between Weimer and Hempstead, and a close one at that. At the moment, Hempstead down 7-5 in the top of the sixth inning. They're down to their last three outs to try to make something happen and keep this game going. So as long as it doesn't go into extra innings, we should be getting started right around our scheduled 8 o'clock first pitch time. And this is the same Hempstead team that Washington County came ahead of a couple nights ago in another very close game. Washington County winning 7-4 just at the end there, able to pull away in the sixth inning. And right now it's Hempstead trying to again come make a six-inning comeback. Let's see if tonight turns out differently for them. But plenty of good weather. It's a beautiful day for baseball over here in Brenham, in the baseball capital of Texas. Plenty of energy from the crowds, and already plenty of crowd members for Washington County excited and ready to get the game going. A lot of anxious faces and young men ready to play some baseball. Of course, this is part, this first window is part of the elimination bracket. The next one that we'll be a part of will be the winner's bracket. So either team that loses does get to go on, but they're down to their last straw in the elimination bracket. At the moment, whoever loses here between Weimer and Hempstead will be eliminated. We'll be back with some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors. And a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, Javi Jr. back here to Schrader Field at Linda Anderson Park. And as you hear the crowd erupt over here, that's going to be the Weimer side of the field because they have just gotten a close 7-5 victory over Hempstead. That will end the tournament for Hempstead, and Weimer will move on in the elimination bracket. But that allows us to get on going to the next game, which will be Washington County taking on Grimes County in winner's bracket action. At the moment, taking a look at some of the other action in the area. Right now, it's the Washington County Little League All-Stars in Junior Baseball over in Schulenburg fighting for the chance at the title. They have made it to the final, but did so through the elimination bracket. So they need two wins against Twin Cities over in Schulenburg in order to get the title. At the moment, they are down 3-2, but still anybody's ball game over in Schulenburg. We'll keep everybody updated as that game goes along. But back to this game, Washington County will start to warm up and get ready for first pitch. Now, first pitch scheduled at 8 o'clock. We may be a couple minutes behind, but right on time and close enough for 8 o'clock. I believe it should be about 8:05, 8:10 before we get started, give or take a couple of minutes. And this is a Washington County team that's so far undefeated in this tournament and doing really, really well. So they'll be looking to carry the momentum after getting many wins here. Their most recent one coming against Hempstead in very close fashion as well, winning 7-4. And speaking of dominant fashion, last night, minor softball action for Washington County over in Sealy. It was a no-hitter and a shutout victory against Belleville, 7-0. as they advance to play tomorrow over in Sealy as well. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with a weather time update after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood HEB. Here, everything's better.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
At Citizens State Bank, we believe strong communities are built on trust and service. That's why for 100 years, we've been proud to stand by you with local decisions, dependable customer service, and the tools you need, like online and digital banking. With branches in Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties, we're here to serve your family and your future. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more. Member FDIC.
All right, as we come back here to Sealy, to Washington County in Brenham, we're at Trader Field at Linda Anderson Park, getting ready for Washington County to take on Grimes County in minor softball action. Little League All-Stars getting prepared right now, warming up out in left field, while Grimes County has their huddle over in right field. And good news coming from Schulenburg, as Washington County was just able to end the third inning, leaving two Twin Cities runners stranded on first and second base with a strong third out. It's Mac Eilert on the mound over there, and currently still 3-2. So Washington County looking to respond as they get ready to hopefully get the first win and play a winner-take-all game later tomorrow. And now, as far as KWHI coverage goes, if Washington County does get the victory and plays tomorrow for the championship, we will be in Schulenburg covering that game over there to see if Washington County can pull off the second victory and win it all. If not, we will be over in Sealy for minor softball play as the girls get ready to play down there. So taking a look at this game right now, looking at the weather, definitely a bit of a warmer day, but not too hot for Texas standards. Currently 87 degrees. We had a high of 93 and a low of 77, but it shouldn't get lower than about 84, 83 by the time we finish up this ball game. Sunny day, not a cloud in the sky, so perfect day for some baseball. Currently the winds are sitting at 11 miles an hour with gusts all the way up to 20 miles an hour, so not too bad there, and ideal weather conditions. The sun should be setting here at about 8:30, currently setting over right field. Those shouldn't cause any trouble early in this game as far as visibility, getting in the way in the eyes of the players. They should have no problems there. And of course, here at Linda Anderson Park, it is a dirt infield, but around the home plate is turf. So still a chance for some awkward bounces over in the infield, but the field is very well maintained, so we got some smooth dirt in the infield. And then looking at the humidity, currently 69%, just about what you expect for the area. And the heat index has the temperature at 87 degrees, so humidity not causing too much in terms of that. That brings us the weather, and we'll take a look at the starting lineups here in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Thielemann Construction and Steg & Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Steg & Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities. The Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
Okay. All right, back here to Washington County, Brenham to be specific, Linda Anderson Park, where we're at Schrader Field getting ready to get started. First pitch should be coming soon as the teams are pretty much almost done getting warmed up. Right now over in left field, Washington County still warming up. Little League All-Stars making sure that they're nice and ready to field any balls. Right now they'll start playing Pepper over in the infield, separating outfield and infield for separate drills and warm-up drills. Of course, very important to make sure that we minimize the mistakes and errors. As is with just about any baseball game, the errors are going to tell the story. Whoever can make the least amount of errors is usually the team that comes out with the victory. And this is a Washington County team that we saw play very well as far as defensively goes against Hempstead their last time out. But the question is, will they be able to continue to play that well, and will the bats come alive? They scored 7 runs, with 3 of those being in the 6th inning against Hempstead. I'm sure they'll be looking to add some more runs tonight. But defensively, this is a team that was very good at fielding the ball. And should be the same today as these coaches get them prepared with the right mindset to get started here today. But as we prepare to get going here, we'll take a look at the starting lineups. For Grimes County, to lead off is Jesus Murillo at the catcher position, number 2. Then 16, Eli Alvarez at shortstop. Number 5, Kai Franklin at first base. Number 11, Dustin Hudek at third base. Number 24, Hayes Poston on the mound. Number 4, Cole Weintraub at second base. Number 13, Cooper Hodges in center field. Number 7, Alan Balderas in left field. Number 6, Grady Klosick in right field. And then it's number 10, Luke Trant. Number 15, Austin Jackson. And number 8, Sam Popper as extra hitters. That takes us over to the Washington County starting lineup. Leading things off is going to be number 9, Cam Wheaton at shortstop. Then it's number 11, Aiden Mathis at third. Number 15, Walker Ebert at first base. And in the cleanup spot, it's number 23, Connor Marek on the mound today for the Washington County Little League All-Stars. And then it's number 21, Mason Ehlert at right field. Number 13, Aiden Thiemann. Number 10, Thomas Osmussen, both as extra hitters. And it's number 8, Jake Church in the catcher position. Number 27, Luke Leckler at second base. Number 3, Bowen Riley in center field. Then it's number 12, Jake Dulich in left field. And number 17, Blaine Baker as an extra hitter. In the dugout, it's manager David Dulich and coaches Josh Church and Chad Leckler. That does it for the Washington County starting lineup as they get warmed up and ready to play a ball game here, trying to beat Grimes County to advance in the winner's bracket. We'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All righty, back to Schrader Field here at Linda Anderson Park. Still warming up, but getting ready as the Washington County crowd starts to flood into the stands here, as it's going to be a sea of green to my left and a sea of blue to my right, as Grimes County has shown up in droves here to support their Little League All-Stars, and so has Washington County. Of course, Washington County, technically their home field, and after they win the coin toss, they will be the home team. So they'll be batting in the bottom of the innings while Grimes County will be at the top. So they'll get started batting while Washington County will take the field to kick things off. But so far, no umpires in sight. I'm sure they're, after a pretty long game with Hempstead, they're getting their snacks and making sure that they're not hangry, because the last thing that either team needs is a hangry umpire. So while we wait for the crew to get set, everybody taking a quick intermission, and we'll be back with the first pitch in no time, as both teams are getting ready and set to take the field. And taking a quick look at what's going on over in Schulenburg, as of course anybody is Washington County Little League All-Star fans, there's right now no outs in the bottom of the fourth, and a tricky situation for Washington County, as Twin Cities has a man in scoring position at second. And Washington County still down 3-2 after they're held scoreless in the top of the fourth. And we'll be back with this game and hopefully the first pitch coming up here in a second, as everybody is starting to get back in as far as the officials go. And the coaches are now in their positions, and we should be getting started any moment now. We'll be back with the first pitch after 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
All right, back to Schrader Field at Lydda Anderson Park, where at the moment they're announcing the lineups, and as they get through the Grimes County lineup, we'll send you over to the announcer as they announce the Washington County lineup so you can see here how many people showed up to support their Little League All-Stars. It is a large crowd here today.
Number 9, Cam Wheaton. Number 11, Aiden Mathis. Number 15, Walker Ebert. Number 23, Connor Marek. Number 21, Mason Ehlert. Number 13, Aiden Tiemann. Number 10, Tommy Osmussen. Number 8, Jake Church. Number 27, Luke Leckler. Number 3, Bowen Riley. Number 12, Jake Dulich. And number 17, Blaine Baker. The manager for Washington County is David Dulich, and coaches are Josh Church and Chad Leckler. Let's play ball.
All right, as you can hear the excitement, everybody ready to play ball as we get the announcement from the announcer telling us that we are set to play ball. And plenty of supporters here for the Little League All-Stars getting excited to watch these boys play some solid baseball. And we'll be back with the first pitch after a quick 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their All-Star Tournament games.
Summer's the time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
All righty, getting ready, and we're getting ready for the first pitch here. Coaches out and ready. On the left side is going to be Washington County, and over on the right, Grimes County. Washington County, not only are we in their home here in Brenham, specifically at Schrader Field of Lydda Anderson Park, they win the coin toss, and they will be the home team batting in the bottom of the innings. Always an advantage with the opportunity to walk it off if it's a close game at the end. And always better to respond, but Grimes County, I'm sure, will be looking to come out batting first to set the tone to the game. Their last game, it was Washington County setting the tone against Hempstead 1-0 to get things started. And I'm sure they're looking to shut out Grimes County in the top of the first and get some runs in the bottom of the first to set that tone. But first, we'll get the players coming out. On the mound is going to be number 23, Connor Marek, right-handed pitcher for Washington County, and he's going to get his practice pitches in, get warmed up and ready for a ball game. And looking sharp already as the first one's right to his catcher with some speed on it. And a little bit of movement, too. Good job there. And coaches right now, it's manager David Dulich and manager for Grimes County shaking hands right now as the coaches all get to know each other. The manager heading over to his position over at third base. And the umpires are here and ready to go. It's going to be a two-man crew and a different two-man crew from the Hempstead-Weimer game. There'll be one behind home plate and one in the infield. He'll start at first base, and as the runners go and get set, he'll be switching positions. And we are ready for a ball game here. Just a couple more practice pitches for Marek, and ready to lead things off is Jesus Murillo for Grimes County. And that sun just barely ducking under the trees over in right field as it'll give us a nice scenery here with the sunset for first pitch and provide a little bit of break from the heat. Of course, today, the first day of summer, as was announced, and should be, that means the temperatures are going to do nothing but rise from here on out. But right now, they will take a dip as the sun goes down and dips behind the trees in right field. And on that note, we'll get a let's go chant from the Washington County crowd. And Connor Marek is going to get set for his first pitch. And that first one will be low and away, trying to get Murillo to chase one. Unsuccessful. Murillo, a good eye there, stays disciplined, lets that one go by for a 1-0 count. And on the 1-0, here's the next one. Murillo going to foul this one back. And that one's going to be played into the stands. And a nice play made there by one of the moms on the Grimes County side making the catch. And a 1-1 count now to Murillo. As he gets set, he's going to swing at this one. This one fouled directly back. Just skips off the top of his bat there. 1-2 as Connor Marek jumps ahead of this count. And there goes Connor Marek, first batter up, first strikeout of the game. From a pitcher, that is as good a start as you can expect. It's a one batter up, one strikeout, and one away. And batting up next for Grimes County is going to be number 16, Eli Alvarez. Right-handed batter for Grimes County. Both batters so far have been righties, so Marek not having to face a lefty yet. And there he goes after a 1-0. Puts one knee-high on that outside corner beautifully with a fastball. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Nobody on for Grimes County. Marek's going to get set. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And this one low and away. Good job there by Jake Church to get a hold of that one. Not let it get past him. And that'll make it a 2-1 count. Of course, no damage would have come from it, but always like to see good reactions from your catcher. This one will be fouled off right side by Alvarez. Evens up the count at 2. And with one out, here's the 2-2. And this one is going to be ripped into left field. A solid hit there from Alvarez. He absolutely smashed that one in the left field. Plenty of pop in his bat as he gets hyped up and excited over on first base. He is loving that, and so is his coach. So with the runner on first now with a lead, with a single, it's now number 5, Kai Franklin. First pitch low and away. Low and away, but catches the knee-high outside corner. Nice pitch there from Marek on the breaking ball. Even had me fooled. 0-1. And next one, Kai Franklin rips this time into right field. So Kai Franklin goes opposite field with it and going to third. And that pushes in for a double here. And that's going to put Eli Alvarez at third, Kai Franklin at second. And with only one out, Grimes County, two runners in scoring position. they are in prime position to get this game started, scoring the first run in the first, but they still need another hit. Here comes the pitch, low and away from Mark, 1-0. Comes the 1-0 pitch, and this one's going to be ripped right into center field. That'll score at least one run. But rounding third is Ty Franklin. He'll come in sliding for the second run. And Grimes County takes a 2-0 lead here in the top of the first. As they set the tone quickly here, it's going to be a 2-RBI single for Dustin Hudick. For Hudick. Number 11 for Grimes County, and this one's going to be fouled up and into the stands. Foul ball as Hayes Poston. Number 24, another right-handed batter. Nothing but right-handed batter so far for Grimes County. And Poston starts this one 0-1, falling behind the count. Marek looking for a second out here. This one ripped right side, and first base is Ebert, who makes the grab for the first out and then takes advantage of Dustin Hudick trying to go to second. Steps on first, does Ebert, and gets the single-handed double play. Wonderful job there to get his team out of the inning and stops the scoring at two runs for Grimes County. We'll be back for the bottom of the first inning with Washington County looking to respond after a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student-athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, back here to Schrader Field at Linda Anderson Park. It was Grimes County batting in the top of the first inning, and they set the tone for this ballgame. Two runs as they take a two-run lead on Washington County, but Washington County will have a chance to respond here in the bottom of the inning. And in an attempt to do so, leading things off will be Cam Wheaton. As he sports an Astros-colored bat, that gradient orange to yellow that the Astros are so known for. As is for many people in the area, probably his favorite MLB team, the Astros, as they have brought tremendous pride to the area. Of course, Washington County and Brenham specifically is the baseball capital of Texas. So anything baseball, they are aware of and proud to take a part in. Oh, here comes Cam Wheaton. Warm-up pitch is done as a number 24, Hayes Poston, takes the mound for Grimes County. And here's his first pitch. First one upstairs, 1-0. Good eye from Cam Wheaton. And Poston going to get set with the 1-0 pitch. Winds up, here it is. And that one low and away will make it 2-0. Cam Wheaton jumps ahead of the count. And he gets back set. And he's going to wait till Poston starts throwing strikes to probably take a swing. Let's see what happens on the next one. Again, low and away, and Cam Wheaton just stands there like a statue, just waiting for a ball to be in the strike zone. So he'll hold off on that one and take the 3-0 count as he jumps way ahead of this count. And now showing butt, here's the 3-0. And that one will catch that knee-high outside corner, 3-1. Poston finds the strike zone. All right, and we get set here. Cam Wheaton back into the batter's box. Here comes Poston winding up for the 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball does not break enough. Stays above the strike zone, leaves it upstairs. And that is going to be a leadoff walk for Washington County as Cam Wheaton takes his base. And up comes Aiden Mathis, number 11, another right-handed batter for Washington County. Yet to see a lefty yet. And Aiden Mathis will take that one. Again, upstairs 1-0. Cam Wheaton has to slide back on the pickoff attempt from the catcher to first. Unsuccessful. Aiden Mathis, plenty of color in his gear, bat and gloves, all kinds of different neon colors. And on the 1-0, this one is going to be in the outside corner, and that'll make it 1-1. Another pickoff attempt from the catcher to first, and I think he got the scouting report that Cam Wheaton has some speed to him and is very good at timing his runs and stealing bases. I believe it was 3 or 4 stolen bases the other night when we covered the Hempstead game, so more than capable is he to get those stolen bases and create opportunities. And on the next one is going to be another strike catch in the knee-high outside corner. Poston has found the zone. 1-2 on Mathis. And Mathis will get the word from coach. Anything close, you got to swing on here. That was a pitch, and that one nowhere near is going to stay upstairs. And there goes Cam Wheaton, just as I was mentioning. And he will steal second base. Cam Wheaton gets to second base. Full count now as the pitch upstairs to Mathis. And one pitch away from getting on base with a walk and putting runners on first and second for Washington County. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Knee-high inside corner. Strikeout for Poston. Puts the first out on the board for Washington County, and Mathis heads to the dugout, and out comes Walker Ebert. We just saw Walker Ebert defensively turn, single-handedly turn a double play at first base. See if he can carry that momentum from the defense to the plate on offense. One out. Here's the first pitch from Poston to him, and this one up and inside. One that Ebert has to duck away from. Oh, 1-0. And this pitch upstairs again, 2-0, as Ebert jumps ahead of the count. He will take that. Good eye from him. Staying disciplined here. And this one down low will make it 3-0. So two upstairs, this one low. He jumps way ahead 3-0 here. And he's sporting the no gloves look. Going old school. And here comes the 3-0 pitch from Poston. That one outside will be a four-pitch walk. And on first base is now Ebert with the walk. And on now runners on first and second as Cam Wheaton still on second base. Out comes Connor Mark, who we saw as the pitcher. Now becomes a right-handed batter for Washington County. Looking to help himself here. Down two runs would be ideal for him to tie the game up. And this one he has to duck under as that one, that pitch is going, got away from Poston there and heading right for his head. 1-0 count. So here comes the 1-0 count. Pitch coming from Poston there is going to be fouled back onto the roof of the stands here. Evens up the count at one. One ball, one strike, one out. Two runners on first and second for Washington County. Cam Wheaton already stole one base. Let's see if Coach maybe sends him for another. But I think he's going to give Connor Mark the opportunity to come up big for his team here. It would be great for him to switch places with Wheaton. And he's going to rip one center field. That one's going, and a good play made at center field. Cam Wheaton's going to tag up and get to third base, and so will Ebert getting to second. Both are safe, and now two runners in scoring position as Connor Mark hits a high fly ball out to center field and sacrifices himself to advance the runners. So now only one out to work with, but two runners in scoring position. Up comes Mason Eilert. Mason Eilert. And Mason Eilert's family member, Mac Eilert, over in Schulenburg right now playing for Washington County as they're down 5-2 at Twin Cities. So, not an ideal update there, but they're fighting in the bottom of the fifth. First one upstairs to Eilert will be 1-0. Has plenty of let's go Mason chants here in the crowd. Next one will be low and inside. We'll make it 2-0. So take that one. Another good eye, good discipline at bat here for Eilert so far. Another batter with no gloves. And the 2-0 is going to be fouled back 2-1. Taylor looking to get some good contact there. Just gets a hair under it, skips off the top of his bat. That'll break up a 2-1 count. With two outs, two runners on. This is the last out that Grimes County is going to be able to work with in this inning to try to even up this ballgame. Down two runs to Grimes County. Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Poston. And that one will be too low. 3-1 now as Taylor jumps well ahead of the count. If he can induce a walk here, they will have bases loaded. But again, just the one out to work with. And here comes the 3-1 pitch. And Eilert pops this one up shallow into the infield. Ty Franklin steps up from first base for Grimes County. Makes the catch, gets the out, and retires the Washington County side. They leave two runners on base and still a two-run lead for Grimes County as we head to the top of the second inning. Grimes County, I'm sure, trying to add to that lead. Washington County looking for a scoreless inning of Grimes County to respond in the bottom of the second. But first, we'll go to the top of the second after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
All right, back here to Brenham, to Schrader Field in Linda Anderson Park. And currently Washington County in a bit of a deficit here, down two runs after one inning. As we get ready for the top of the second, leading things off for Grimes County will be number four, Cole Wintribe. And he's going to hit a hard ground ball right to second base, but gathering and flipping it to first, and Ebert is going to be Luke Leckler. Very good reactions there. It takes a couple shuffle steps to his left. Scoops that one up, flips it to first for the routine out at first, and that is going to be the first out of the inning. Marek getting some help from his fielders. First pitch, so one pitch, one out. As quick as you can get one. And he keeps it coming here as on the very next pitch to Hodges is going to be an 0-1 count as he catches that knee-high outside corner, does Marek. So Cooper Hodges, number 13 for Washington County, I mean for Grimes County. And I believe Cole Weintraub was our first left-handed batter of the day. And this one, left side, will go foul from Hodges. 1-2 count. Mark jumping ahead. Already has one strikeout on the evening. And this one will be fouled back to keep Hodges alive. Keeping it at a 1-2 count. Washington County down two runs. Needs a scoreless inning here from Grimes County. Keep this game in reach and try to fight back into it. This next pitch will be too low, 2-2. And here's the 2-2 pitch. And that one, umpire says, just a hair too wide. Brings up a full count. Mark definitely... keeps looking for that knee-high outside corner and finding it to good effectiveness, but not on that one. Here comes the full count, and that one popped up. Jake Church going to look at it, and good reactions there to make the catch as that one was popped up directly up, almost at a 90-degree angle, and a good job by Jake Church to get the heads-up play as he was looking for it for a second but found it right in time to make the catch, and that puts two outs on the board. He'll get some cheers from the crowd on that one. And on the very next pitch, on the very next batter, Marek jumps ahead at 0-1. This batter is number 7, Alan Balderas. And this next pitch outside, low and away, 1-1. Again, looking for that knee-high outside corner. Unsuccessful in finding it this time. See if you can find it here. He tries to put it on that inside corner, but puts it too far inside, 2-1. Two outs. Here's a 2-1 pitch. And this one, a hard chopper picked up at third base and flipped over to first for the out. That is Aiden Mathis at third, scooping it up, flipping it to Ebert at first to end the inning and retire this Grimes County side. Holding them scoreless beautifully there. And a 1-2-3, three up, three down inning for Washington County. Just what they needed, down two runs. They'll be looking to respond here in the bottom of the second after a word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Right back to Schrader Field at Linda Anderson Park here in Brenham. We're getting set to start the second inning. At the bottom of the second inning, it will be Washington County ready to bat. They're down two runs to none to Grimes County. And here comes Aiden Teeman as he'll get plenty of noise from the crowd to give him the energy. Washington County could really use a leadoff runner here. Now the very last inning in the bottom of the first, they were able to get a leadoff runner on with a walk and then get them into two runners into scoring position at second and third. But unfortunately, with two outs, they pop up for the out and leave two runners stranded. They'll be looking to change that trend here. Here comes Aiden Tiemann. Good eye there as he lets this one go outside for a ball 1-0. And here comes the 1-0 pitch from Poston from Grimes County, and a check swing there from Aiden Tiemann. Good discipline there to keep that bat from going around. That makes it a 2-0 count as he jumps ahead. Very good discipline there as he almost went around but able to hold that bat back. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. That one he has to duck under for a clear and obvious third ball. 3-0 to Aiden Tiemann. And now he will show bunt with no outs. He is the leadoff man. And he'll pull that back. And looks like he was trying to get the pitcher to think twice about it. But Poston does well and puts it on that upper inside corner for a 3-1 count. Poston trying to battle back here. Tiemann will show bunt again. Comes the pitch, and he'll pull that bat back again, and that will be knee-high on that outside corner as Poston does a good job to battle back in this at-bat against Tiemann. A back-and-forth at-bat between pitcher and hitter here. Let's see who will get the best of who. Here comes the full count, and a swing and miss from Tiemann will result in a strikeout in the first out of the inning for Washington County. So he'll head to the dugout on the strikeout, and up comes number 10, Thomas Osmussen. Here comes the first pitch from Poston. This one low and away will make it 1-0. Poston looking like he's trying to get the batters to chase the first pitch. Good discipline from the Washington County batters have laid off of it. Osmussen no different, 1-0. And next one will stay upstairs 2-0 as Poston tried to get a breaking ball into that upper outside corner. Just misses, and that will make it 2-0. Osmussen jumping ahead of the count. See if Poston can get back into the strike zone. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And that one will be down low. Great eyes there from Osmussen, staying disciplined. 3-0 count. He's well ahead. And now he will show bunt on the 3-0. And, on the upper outside corner, says the umpire, catching it as Poston. This time the breaking ball does get there. 3-1. We just saw him fight back from a 3-0 count to get a strikeout. Will Poston do it again, or will Osmussen come through for Washington County with a hit or a walk? Either way, they just need runners. And that will be upstairs. A breaking ball does not catch the upper part of the strike zone for Poston, and that sends Osmussen to first base with a walk. So one out, man on first. Here comes Jake Church. This team down two runs. And he will check his swing, but the pitch will catch the outside corner, making it 1-2-0-1. You saw Jake Church make a very good heads-up play at the catch position. He'll be looking to carry that momentum to the plate. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that one fouled right side by Church, 0-2. Falls behind on the count here. And coach is telling him to swing at it if it's close. And the audience, the crowd here, reciprocating that thought to Jake Church. See what he'll get from Poston here. Oh, that one way up high will be a wild pitch from Poston. And that will send the runner to second. Osmussen will take second base.
Go.
On the 1-2 count, here comes the pitch from Poston. And this one, a hard chopper from Church. He just needs to beat the throw. And the throw on time, not able to beat it there, is Church. But Osmussen takes advantage of the fielder's choice to first and heads over to third. But now Washington County has a man on third, and they just need a run to get that zero off of the scoreboard. And coming in to try to do so is going to be Luke Leckler. And this pitch catches that knee-high outside corner. Nice breaking ball there from Poston. Gets ahead of the count. 0-1 on the first pitch. Poston has been solid so far here for Grimes County. Here comes the 0-1. That one, pitch upstairs, stays upstairs. 1-1. So two outs, one ball, one strike. Man on third. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Leckler. He'll foul it right side. Good cut there, but just slices it to his right. Behind him to his right, and that'll make it a 1-2, keeping him alive in the count. So here comes the 1-2 pitch from Poston. He'll wind up, gets ready. Here it comes. And that one, knee-high outside corner. Another strikeout from Poston. Retires his Washington County side as they leave another runner on base, this time on third base. And that will keep them scoreless and holds the Grimes County shutout alive. 2-0 in favor of Grimes County. We'll be back for the top of the third inning after a word from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over. Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
It's a fun time. All right, back here to Brenham and Trader Field at Linda Anderson Park. And Grimes County holding Washington County scoreless through two innings. It's Grimes County leading 2-0 after they scored in the first inning. So we'll get set here for the top of the third. Washington County will take the field. Connor Marek on the mound. And up to bat will be number 6, Grady Klosick for Grimes County. Very first pitch from Connor Marek. Nice breaking ball there. 0-1 catches that knee-high outside corner as he has been painting that corner all evening long. And does so beautifully, almost the exact same pitch. Talk about the mechanics being in tune there. He makes it 0-2, jumping ahead of the count, and here comes the 0-2, a swing and miss. That makes it a 3-pitch strikeout. And another strikeout on the board, his second of the evening for Connor Marek, and he gets off to a hot start here. Three pitches, three strikes, and a strikeout to lead things off. Puts an out on the board, and up comes Luke Trant. Left-handed batter for Grimes County. And this one will be outside from Marek there.
And on the next one, umpire says too far outside, trying to catch that outside corner on the lefty, 2-0. And there he goes. Now he finds the strike zone, puts it over the plate on the upper part of the strike zone, 2-1.
You got it, Con. Keep it going, bud.
And this one will be low and inside, 3-1. Mark falls behind the count here, but just one pitch from making it full. Let's see what he will give to Luke Trent, the Grimes County batter here. Here's the 3-1 coming in, and a nice breaking ball there, knee high on that outside corner. 3-2. Fills it up beautifully. And this one upstairs will give Trent the walk. So after the first, the leadoff strikeout, it's now a walk as Marek walks the batter to first. And now up comes another left-handed batter for Grimes County. It's going to be number 15, Austin Jackson. Got one out and a runner on first. Here comes first pitch from Marek. And there he goes right back on track with another strike on that outside corner, 0-1. And this one fouled up and against the netting will make it 0-2. Good job by Mark here. He's ahead of this one. One pitch away from his second strikeout and second out of the inning. But Washington County right now just needs outs any way they can get them without Grimes County scoring. This pitch will be outside for a 1-2. Mark trying to catch that outside corner again. Puts it wide for a ball. And the next one's going to be ripped into center field. And a diving catch not made over in center field will give Jackson the single. A hard hit single from Jackson. Almost a highlight play in center field. But just a little out of the reach there of Bowen Riley. And now keeps it at only one out and runners on first and second for Grimes County. Up comes Sam Popper. And Popper going to pop this one up. Foul ball left side, right behind to the stands. And no harm on the foul there. Doesn't hit anybody and it'll make it an 0-1 count. Here comes the 0-1 from Mark, and Popper going to foul this one right side, 0-2. Catches it on the end of the bat there. On a high pitch outside from Mark. And the 0-2, trying to catch that upper outside corner, does not. Puts it too far wide, 1-2. And this one down low evens up the count at 2 as Amar not able to find that low inside corner. And Washington County needs a second out here. Don't need to load the bases. And this one a hard chopper too. Mathis will sling it to first. Gets the out at first. Advances the runners to second and third. And now Washington County really needs that third out. They are a hit, a wild pitch, a passed ball, any mistake away from letting Grimes County extend their lead. Runners on second and third, two in scoring position for them. And up comes the top of the order for Grimes County, Jesus Murillo. And a nice pitch there from Mark on the very first one over the plate in the bottom end of the strike zone, 0-1. Need some more of that to get going here. Here's the 0-1 and fouled right side by Murillo. 0-2. And Marek would absolutely love another three-pitch strikeout here. As with this crowd behind me. And here comes the 0-2, and this one fouled right side. We'll go into the dugout. Keeps Murillo alive, 0-2, and Marek still looking for that third out. And here comes the 0-2 pitch from Marek. And a breaking ball that stays upstairs for him. 1-2. Maybe getting Murillo to chase one upstairs, but unsuccessful either way. Makes the count 1-2 now. And there he goes, putting it just over the strike zone again. The crowd thought he may have caught that upper outside corner, but the umpire did not see it that way. Evens up the count at 2 apiece. And this one fouled back by Murillo, just barely touches it off the end of the bat there. Keeps him alive in this at-bat, and deuces are wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and 2 runners on for Grimes County. A breaking ball there, stays upstairs again. Full count now for Mark. From 0-2 to full now. Mark needing a third strike here. Here comes the pitch. Catches it there. That erupts this Washington County crowd. And Connor Marek comes up big in the clutch. And a full count puts a strike on the upper outside corner and strikes out the final batter. Leaves 2 Grimes County runners stranded on second and third. And they get out of the top of the third unscathed. We'll be coming back for the bottom of the third. Washington County looking to erase the deficit down 2 runs to none. Grimes County. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's By and By, the convenient convenience store.
All right, back here to Linda Anderson Park at Schrader Field, where Washington County will now head to the plate, trying to close the deficit here. Currently down 2 runs to none against Grimes County. Washington County needs a big inning here from their bats as they just came up huge defensively in the top of the third. It was runners on second and third with 2 outs. Connor Marek fills up the count after going ahead 0-2 and comes up with a clutch strikeout to get out of the inning. That strikeout being his third of the inning so far through 3 innings. And here comes Bowen Riley to lead things off for Washington County. Here comes first pitch. Oh, and Bowen Riley puts this one into center field. Crushes that one, and it drops, giving Bowen Riley a leadoff single. And this crowd has come alive here in Washington County. That is an ideal way to start the inning when you need some runs. So Bowen Riley gets on base, and up comes Jake Dulich. First pitch to Dulich will make it 1-0. And next one right over the plate catches that bottom end of the strike zone post and does 1-1, evening up the count. That one that looked like it was going to go a little too low and makes it 1-1. And this one, a swinging bunt right in front of the pitcher. Can he beat it? No, says the umpire. The throw on time, then to third. Not on time. Bowen Riley gets all the way to third as Dulich sacrifices himself there on what was a swing, but turned out to be a swinging bunt as that one caught weirdly off the bat, goes straight down, takes a slow roller right in front of Poston at the pitcher's mound. Poston able to hustle up, get the throw to first in time, but that allows Bowen Riley to get to third. And now Washington County with a man on third. Here comes Blaine Baker. First pitch upstairs for Baker. Will make it 1-0. And this one will be fouled up, making it 1-1 for Baker. One ball, one strike, one out. Man on third for Baker here. Can he come up big? And that one upstairs will make it 2-1. Good eye there. No need to swing at anything that high. That one above his head. Over the plate, though, but way above his head. And here comes the 2-1 pitch, Poston. That one will be down low, and it's now 3-1 for Baker. Finding himself in a nice position to get on base. If he can get a hit, it will be an RBI. So here's the 3-1 from Poston, and that one knee-high outside corner fills up the count. And Blaine Baker will step off and take a deep breath, try to lock it in here, and get himself an RBI. And this one upstairs, stays upstairs, and gives Baker the walk. Now runners on the corners with only one out for Washington County, and we're up to the top of the order. Here comes Cam Wheaton. Walked his last time out and stole second and third base. It was the first pitch to Cam Wheaton. This one over the plate catches the bottom end of the strike zone, 0-1. And this one will be low and away to even up the count from Poston, 1-1. Poston trying to get the match here. That's going to be a ball thrown over the head of the third baseman. That will score a run. And at third is safe. So not only does it score a run, it allows Blaine Baker to go round second, get all the way to third. And on the error by the pitcher, Poston, who put the ball over the head of his third baseman, that allows the game to become a one-run game, cutting the lead in half here as Washington County still only one out and still a runner on third after scoring the previous runner on third. And Cam Wheaton lets this one go by over the strike zone 2-1. And Cam Wheaton gets a hold of this one, puts it into center field, but the catch is made. Tagging up from third is Baker, and he'll come in to score.
that will tie up this ball game, and just what Washington County needed, as the crowd is absolutely loving it because they have just tied the ball game at two apiece with two outs, still a chance to take the lead. But they've done their job for this inning, tying this up after they've been held scoreless for two innings. They breathe a sigh of relief as they tie this game back up. And here comes Matt as he takes the first pitch upstairs, 1-0. And next one will make it 2-0 here for Mathis. This pitch too low. And this pitch fouled back over into the stands. 2-1 count to Mathis. 2-1 with two outs. And no runners on after the bases were cleared to tie this ball game. And Mathis staying disciplined here, watches that low pitch go by to make the count 3-1 now. Comes 3-1, and this one will be fouled back and makes it now a full count to Mathis. So still anybody's at bat here as the count goes full. Let's see who will get the best of who as this batter and pitcher have gone at it. Poston versus Mathis. Poston winds up for the full count pitch, and that one outside will give Mathis the walk. Washington County gets another runner on. This one inside will make it 1-0 to Ebert here as he steps up to the plate. Washington County not looking to be satisfied with the two runs in this inning to tie it up. They want the lead. They have a runner on first, but only one out to work with here. And Ebert's going to hit this one on a hard chopper. The throw coming into first will be in time and retires the side for Washington County. Good job by Grimes County to stop the bleeding there at two runs. But Washington County ties the game back up here in the bottom of the third. So we'll go back to the top of the fourth tied at two apiece after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Bob. No, not your dad's friend Bob who let you play with fireworks. Or that famous actor Bob. I'm a Breakfast Bob. Specifically, a breakfast on a bun from Whataburger. B-O-B Bob. I'm made to order with a fresh cracked egg, melted cheese, and the best sausage you've ever had. I'm nothing like those other Bobs. I'm better because I'm there for you. From late nights to early mornings, whenever you need a delicious pick-me-up. Can those other Bobs say that? Nope. Come see me at Whataburger, 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Boobelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on off the field.
And we're back to Schrader Field here in Linda Anderson Park, where Washington County is making a pitching change. Stepping off is Connor Marek as he makes way for Aiden Mathis to step up to the mound. Getting started here, top of the fourth inning. Washington County just tied this game up after being down two runs to none. They take advantage of an error
to get to cut the deficit in half, and then a hit scores the final run. A sacrifice fly scores the final run, and now it's a 2-2 ball game as we get ready in the top of the fourth. Grimes County will be looking to reclaim their lead, but Washington County making the pitching change will look to force another scoreless inning. And very first pitch from Aiden Mathis will catch that upper outside corner beautifully, 0-1. And this one low and away, 1-1. Good eye there by Eli Alvarez of Grimes County. Let that one go by. A humid, humid night here in Washington County. 74% humidity as it's climbing. Next pitch from Mathis will stay upstairs on him, 2-1. And this one, a high pitch ripped in the left field by Alvarez, but a nice catch. Beautiful play made in left field by Jake Dulish. Will stop the hit from falling, and that puts a first out on the board here in the top of the fourth. Dulich backing up his pitcher there. That'll get a tip of the cap from the mound, and that'll bring up the next batter. Batting in the three spot for Grimes County is number 5, Kai Franklin. One out. Here's the first pitch from Mathis. Just leaves it outside. 1-0. And Kai Franklin puts a hard chopper over to the shortstop Cam Wheaton, who's able to take a couple shuffle steps to his left, makes the scoop and the throw to first for a beautiful play there by the shortstop Cam Wheaton to put the second out on the board here in the top of the fourth. So that's two up, two down here for Washington County. Up comes Dustin Huddick. And Huddick going to put this one line drive into center field. And this time at second base making the catch, Luke Leckler snags it out of the air. And that's a three up, three down inning for Washington County as Mathis comes in relief of Connor Marek. And we'll be back for the bottom of the fourth, still tied two apiece after a word from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, getting started here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Washington County tied it up in the third, 2-2, and now they're looking to take the lead. Leading things off for Washington County will be righty Connor Marek, who had a solid three innings with three strikeouts and only two runs allowed. And now he will be looking to give his team the lead. Connor Marek taking a couple practice swings as a couple of practice pitches as Grimes County has also made a pitching change here in the fourth inning. It's going to be number 11, Dustin Huddick, coming in as Poston comes out. Hayes Poston, a solid game so far, but after allowing the tying two runs, coach decides to take him out. And Poston was doing a great job pitching. The mistake came when he tried to get a pickoff at third, threw it over the head of his third baseman, and that allowed the first run to come in for Washington County. So here comes the first pitch from Dustin Hudek. And he leaves it upstairs for Mark, 1-0. And this one will be fouled left side, making it 1-1 for Mark. Gets that one on a chopper that just barely goes foul. Sure, he would have loved to see that one stay fair, but nonetheless, with the 1-1, here's the pitch from Hudek. And this one inside, one that Mark has to step back off of. 2-1 count now. And here is the 2-1. Mark on a low pitch, able to get that one almost off the ground, but pops it up to the infield at number 16 at shortstop. Eli Alvarez able to make the catch. One up, one down defensively for Grimes County. As Marek heads over to the dugout, up comes number 21, Mason Ehlert. First pitch to Ehlert, up and away, 1-0. Crowd thought Marek had himself a hit there, but just an unfortunate placement. And on the 1-0, this one knee high on that outside corner will even up the count at one, so that makes it one ball, one strike, one out to Ehlert here. And Ehlert rips this one. That one will fall into left center field. This may be extra bases. He's rounding first, heading to second, and he will make it there. That is going to be a double for Mason Ehlert. And up next will be Aiden Tiemann, number 13 for Washington County, as he looks to trade places with Ehlert. If he does so, that will give Washington County the lead, exactly what they're looking for. Only one out on the board. They already have a runner in scoring position. Ehlert made it all the way to second with a double. And this one right down the third base line, barely goes foul there. Ehlert was looking to go running, but number 13, Aiden Tiemann, put it right down the line, looking for it to have some eyes on it, but unfortunately it comes up blind for a foul ball, 0-1.
Drive some, let's go.
And the crowd wanting a hit here from Tiemann, wanting the lead. They can already taste it. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. And Tiemann's going to rip this one into the infield, and a nice sliding grab there by number 4 is Cole Weintraub, as that will make it two outs for Washington County. A well-hit ball there from Aiden Tiemann, but unfortunately, second baseman Cole Weintraub able to make the nice sliding grab at second base before it hit the ground for the out. That's now two outs for Washington County. Tie ball game. They do have a runner on second. Up next will be Thomas Osmussen, as the first pitch will be knee high on that outside corner, 0-1. And he'll watch the next one go by outside, 1-1. And this one will be low, way under the strike zone as it hops in front of the catcher. 2-1. And on the very next pitch, Hudek does a good job of finding the strike zone again. Evens up the count at two apiece. Now deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the game tied at two apiece. Osmussen's going to foul this one back to keep the deuces wild and keep himself alive in the at-bat. Fight for it, Tommy. And this one ripped center, right center field by Osmussen. But a highlight, fantastic play by center fielder Cooper Hodges as he comes flying to his left from center field and makes the diving catch in center field to save a run from coming in for Washington County. He keeps this game tied up. Single-handedly does Cooper Hodges for Grimes County. So we'll stay tied two apiece, deadlocked here as we go to the top of the fifth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5. And on Friday from 8 to 1.
Back here to Schrader Field at Linda Anderson Park, where Washington County, with an opportunity to take the lead in the bottom of the fourth, they had a runner on second, and Thomas Osmussen absolutely ripped one into right center field. But it was Cooper Hodges for Grimes County who was able to come up from his center field position, sprinting to his left at full speed, goes horizontal and makes a highlight diving catch to keep this game tied up. And that's how we stay deadlocked here in the top of the fifth with Grimes County up to bat. Here is Poston. And Poston rips the first one on a chopper, fouls it left side. This is Hayes Poston, who started off as a pitcher and was recently brought off for Huddick to come in relief. And speaking of relief pitching, Mathis on the mound here for Washington County for his second inning. He puts the next one upstairs for a ball 1-1. And Poston rips this one center field. Can Washington County come up with a highlight grab of their own? No, that one will fall and go up against the warning track. At the warning track, will hit the fence. And the throw coming in not in time. And that will be a double for Poston. So Grimes County, after getting off the field with a highlight play on defensively in the bottom of the fourth, now get a highlight on offense as they rip one into center field for a leadoff double by Hayes Poston. And this one's going to be ripped, and a diving attempt there by Cam Wheaton. That one is going to get just past his glove there. A beautiful effort, but just a well-hit ball there by number four, Cole Weintraub. Puts runners on the corners for Grimes County as he gets himself a single. So leading things off here for Grimes County, a double and then a single. Washington County in trouble and in need of some outs here. Still no outs on the board and runners on the corners for Grimes County. It is a sticky situation for Washington County defensively. The bunt laid down by Mathis. The throw coming in to home. And that throw is going to be in time. But on the slide, the ball is dislodged from the glove of Jake Church. And that scores a run for Grimes County as they take the lead here. Sliding in for the score is Hayes Poston.
So now Grimes County up 3-2. Runners on first and second, still no outs. Comes a pitch from Mathis. This one up and inside. 1-0. And this one will be fouled back. 1-1 on the very next one. Off the top of the bat of Balderas here. So Alan Balderas up to bat for Grimes County. He's got runners on first and second. No outs. Looking to prevent being the first out, but Washington County, Aiden Mathis, needing an out here. And this one well inside. Balderas has to get out of the way. 2-1. And Washington County experiencing a momentum swing here. And this pitch upside from Mathis will make it 3-1. As I mentioned, a missed opportunity on a ball that was smashed into center field in the bottom of the fourth. Highlight play grab by Cooper Hodges in center field kept Washington County from taking the lead, and now Grimes County has taken the lead here in the top of the fifth inning. And that's going to be a ball up high from Mathis, a walk that loads the bases. And he'll have a conversation with his pitching coach here. As still no outs. They've already allowed a run to allow Grimes County to take the lead. So now 3-2 in favor of Grimes County. And it will not be a pitching change. They'll leave Mathis out there. Pitching coaches want to have a quick conversation with him. They'll leave him out there, and base is loaded, no outs. He'll give him a chance to get out of the situation that he is in. So, here we go. It's Grady Klosick up to bat for Grimes County, number 6. Here's the pitch from Mathis. Not able to find the strike zone. Down low, 1-0. And here comes the next pitch. This one, a breaking ball, does find the upper part of the strike zone. Nice pitch there from Mathis. Gets back on track. 1-1. Mathis pitching to Klosick. He's got the count even with 1. And this one looking for that knee-high outside corner and leaves it a hair low and outside. 2-1. And Mathis just struggling a little bit with the strike zone here. Giving some good pitches, but he's just off by a couple centimeters. And here he goes as he'll put another strike on the board. This one fouled back off the top of Klosick's bat. 2-2. Mathis getting back into this. He needs one strike to put the first out on the board. One pitch away. And the crowd is right behind him asking for the same. And this one inside will be off the glove of Church. And that will allow a runner to score on the passed ball. So coming in is number 4, Cole Weintraub. And still bases and now runners on second and third for Grimes County. A full count here to Klosick. Here comes a pitch from Mathis and a swing and a miss. Mathis gets the strikeout, puts an out on the board. But back to a 2-run deficit for Washington County as Grimes County puts another run up. 4-2. But Washington County working in the right direction. They put an out up. First pitch from Mathis will be upstairs. 1-0 count here to Luke Trant. Lefty for Grimes County. Washington County would love a double play opportunity. But instead, Mathis putting a nice breaking ball past Trant for a swing and a miss. Big swing, big miss from Trant there. Evens up the count at 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Runners on second and third for Grimes County. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Mathis. This one fouled left side. 1-2. And over there, Coach David Dulles trying to make a nice play on the ball.
going for the one-handed grab. So here comes the 1-2 from Mathis. And a nice breaking ball there. Gets another strikeout. That's two strikeouts in a row for Mathis as he gets in the zone. Puts two outs on the board. And now just one out away from getting out of the situation and stopping the bleeding at two runs. Austin County down two runs here. And up comes Austin Jackson for Grimes County. Another left-handed batter. We just saw Mathis strike out a lefty and Luke Trent. Can he repeat it here against Jackson? First pitch will be outside 1-0. And a swing and a miss there from Jackson will make it 1-1. Mathis doing a great job of getting these Grimes County batters to swing and miss. Just needs a couple more strikes to get out of this inning. This one will be popped up. If they can catch it, this will be it. Cam Wheaton comes up, makes the catch from his shortstop position on the shallow fly ball, and that will stop the bleeding for Washington County. They do allow two runs to now create a two-run deficit for them, but coming out in the bottom of the fifth inning, they will have a chance to respond, and they'll be looking to do just that when we come back after a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, we'll get started here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Washington County just allowed Grimes County to retake the lead by two runs. It's a 4-2 ball game in favor of Grimes County, and Washington County needing some big at-bats. As we will now be counting the outs, they're down to their last six outs to score two runs, so long as they don't allow any more from Grimes County. First pitch is going to be down low from Huddick, 1-0. Next pitch is going to be on knee-high level right over the plate, 1-1, as Jake Church will take that one for the 1-1 count. And Jake Church would have put a hard chopper right to shortstop. Can he beat the throw? Umpire says the throw is in time and unfortunately going to be out at first is Jake Church. Lead off batter out here for Washington County, 6-3. And up comes Luke Leckler. And Leckler has to spin out of the way of the first pitch as this one's well inside 1-0. One out, here's the 1-0 pitch. This one low and away, 2-0. Good eye there by Leckler, staying disciplined to get ahead of the count. And here's the 2-0 from Huddick. And that one, a breaking ball, catches the upper outside corner, 2-1. And that brings up this 2-1 pitch. And that one, a low one that Leckler goes after. That one to one hopper. And that will make it 2-2. Swing and miss there by Leckler. Allows the count to get even at two apiece. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and he's going to rip this one right side, and it goes just foul.
That one looked like it may have had some eyes on it, but not the case, as it does go just foul on the line drive, 2-2. But Leckler stays alive here. He'll have another opportunity. But it gets set. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And Leckler gets a hold of this one, and that one will fall. Hits the infield and then rolls out to right field. A very nicely hit single there for Leckler. Gets a runner on for Washington County. Just what they need. Now one out, one runner on. Here comes Bowen Riley, who we saw rip one into center field earlier. Let's see if he can have a repeat of that here. Here comes first pitch. That one will be low and away. Gets away from the catcher, Murillo, and allows Luke Leckler to take second base. Call that one a wild pitch. And now a runner in scoring position for Washington County. Next one will be on that outside corner. A swing and miss there from Bowen Riley. Swinging big, trying to get a hold of it, but unfortunately not able to make contact, but make it 1-1. And this one, a hard ground ball by Bowen Riley, will work, trying to get to third. Trying to get to third was Luke Leckler, trying to take advantage, but he gets caught. And coach looks like he may have not sent him. There's a little bit of frustration there from coach at third base as he gets run down there by the shortstop after the shortstop took a tumble. And that puts the runner out at third for Washington County after Bowen Riley got himself a single. Two outs now for Washington County.
Hey, you got it, Jake.
Up comes Jake Dulich, number 12 for Washington County. 1-0 count, and now that make it a 2-0 count as both are outside the strike zone. He gets ahead 2-0. And a missed opportunity there as Luke Leckler was tagged out by a hair on his way to third base. And this pitch down low, 3-0. Three balls in a row to Dulich here. He will stand by and see what the pitcher will give him, as I'm sure he will take all the way on this next pitch. Huddick winds up for the 3-0 and catches that knee-high outside corner, does his job, and puts a strike on the board, 3-1. Comes 3-1 from Huddick, and that one catches the upper part of the strike zone on Jake Dulich. That will make it a 3-2 count. A great job here by Huddick to battle all the way back from 3-0 to now fill it up. And this one down low will make it a fourth ball and give Dulich first base. So after Jake Dulich, here comes Blaine Baker as he gets cheers from the crowd. They're shouting, "Let's go, BB." And here comes the first pitch down low from Huddick. We'll make it 1-0. And Baker with a high stance here. Gets set now. And down low again, 2-0. Huddick has been falling behind on the counts, but he's done a good job of battling back. Let's see if Blaine Baker can hold him off here. Here comes the 2-0 pitch, and that one well inside and up will make it 3-0. So second batter in a row for Huddick, where he gets behind 3-0. See what it will be on the very next pitch. Here it is, a 3-0 pitch. That one does catch the strike zone off. Almost a repeat of what happened on the Dulich at-bat. That brings up a 3-1 count. Here's a 3-1 pitch. And knee-high inside corner this time on Baker. And we're full again. So two batters in a row. Huddick goes behind 3-0 and now fights back to fill up the count. Last time it was a walk with the ball four. Let's see what he'll give him here. And this time Baker puts one right up the middle. It takes an awkward bounce. And the throw on time to first after he's backed up by his second baseman is going to retire Washington County side. And now Grimes County three outs away from winning this ball game, up two runs, 4-2. As we go to the top of the sixth inning, they will have a chance to add to that run. But Washington County will be looking for a scoreless inning to force a bottom of the sixth down two runs with their last three outs. We'll be back for the top of the sixth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Mr. Winchild and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Winchild prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Winchild crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and the coaches good luck.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Hey!
All right, back here to Brenham at Linda Anderson Park, where Washington County needs a big inning defensively here. They're down two runs, 4-2. And we're in the top of the sixth and final frame of regulation. So they're down to their last three outs and a couple huge plays by Grimes County, who has been making a ton of big defensive plays. Just came up with another highlight throw to first. His pitch inside to Sam Popper from Mathis will make it 1-0. And in that previous inning, it was Washington County getting caught trying to go to third on a tag up and getting tagged by just an inch as they went to third base. And then it was a... Oh, here comes a hit from Popper. Cam Wheaton collects it, throws it to first. A beautiful play defensively by Washington County now as Cam Wheaton steps up from a shortstop position, grabs the ground ball, shoots it to first, and that will put the first out away for Washington County defensively. They need two more to keep this a two-run deficit into the bottom of the sixth. And first pitch to Murillo will be fouled back. Here's back to the top of the order for Grimes County. Jesus Murillo up to bat. Starting off with an 0-1 count for Mathis here as he jumps ahead. Already one out on the board. And the very next pitch, a beauty from Mathis as he puts it knee-high on that outside corner to make it 0-2. And next one will be low and away from Mathis to make it 1-2 as he gets Murillo to try to chase one outside there. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And fouled back will keep Murillo alive. Keeps the count at 1-2, and Mathis just needs one more for a second strikeout. Actually, his third strikeout of his time at the mound. And a swing and a miss will give him that strikeout as Murillo goes down swinging. That puts two outs on the board for Washington County defensively, and they're one out away from shutting out Grimes County in the top of the sixth to go into the bottom of the sixth with a chance to get back into this ball game. First pitch by Mathis. Nice breaking ball that catches the upper part of the strike zone, 0-1. Mathis is on fire here and in the zone, finding the strike zone with regularity here because the very next one is going to be left upstairs, 1-1. So with two outs, here's the 1-1 pitch from Mathis as he winds up and delivers and catches that upper outside corner on Eli Alvarez. 1-2, one pitch away from making it a 3-up, 3-down inning, exactly what Washington County needs. Can they make it happen defensively here to give themselves a chance in the bottom of the sixth? Here's the pitch. Just a hair too low for that outside corner. Two balls, two strikes, count even. And the deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And up is Eli Alvarez as he takes this one over his head for a pitch that gets away from Mathis to fill up the count. After Mathis up 0-2, now it's a full count. Can he come back with a strong strike here? Here's the pitch. And this one ripped right to Cam Wheaton, who makes the grab. And that will retire the side. So two outs turned in by Cam Wheaton. And a strikeout from Mathis makes it a 3-up, 3-down inning from Washington County. Just what they needed coming into this top of the sixth, down two runs. They will now head to the bottom of the sixth with a deficit of two runs, 4-2 in favor of Grimes County. But Washington County has plenty of life with a chance to respond as we head to the bottom of the sixth after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walgreens drugstores and Bill's Supermarket in Sealy.
And heading back to Schrader Field here at Linda Anderson Park, it's time for the bottom of the sixth inning. And an ideal situation for Washington County, of course, not ideal to be down two runs, but they are at the top of their order. Cam Wheaton here to lead things off. He led off the game, only fitting he leads off the bottom of the sixth. Washington County need two runs to tie it up or three to take the lead and walk this game off. A walk-off ending is possible here for Washington County if they can score three, but they'll be focusing on the first. Here comes first pitch to Cam Wheaton up high, 1-0. Cam Wheaton has done a fantastic job at the plate. Should be no different here. Comes the 1-0 pitch, and he's going to rip this one into center field. That one, too much air under it. Going to be caught in center field by Grimes County, Cooper Hodges. And he has been excellent in center field defensively for Grimes County, and this play no different. Now Washington County down to their last two outs to try to make something happen. Needing two runs. Here comes Aiden Mathis. First pitch to Mathis, fouled back off the top of his bat, 0-1. And we did have a pitching change for Grimes County. It's a number 16, Eli Alvarez in. And he, not as much movement, but plenty of heat on his pitches. And this one left upstairs, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Washington County needs two runs with two outs to work with. And Mathis fouls this one back, 1-2 now. And Mathis did a great job in the top of the sixth to get them to this point. Scoreless inning forced to Grimes County.
See if he can come up big at the plate. This one will be down low to make it 2-2. And a timeout called by Eli Alvarez as his shoes are untied. So he'll take a second to tie those up. Get a double knot on there to make sure it doesn't come loose again. And we'll be ready to go again. So he'll take his time to get his gear ready and make sure he doesn't have a slip up at the plate, at the mound. And he's now ready to go again. Steps back up to the mound. Gets his gear set. Adjusts his glove. And here comes the windup for the pitch. 2-2. It's a wild pitch. We'll make it full count. 3-2. Now Mathis needing to swing at anything close here. But Washington County just needs runners. They will happily take a walk if Grimes County is going to give it to them. And knee-high inside corner on what was honestly a phenomenal breaking ball. Curveball there from Eli Alvarez. Puts it knee-high on that inside corner. And Mathis had to almost step back away from it. It had so much movement, it looked like it was going to hit him at first. And you got to tip your cap there to Eli Alvarez. A strong strikeout puts two outs on the board. And now Washington County down to their last out, needing two runs. Here comes Ebert. He'll take the first one upstairs, 1-0. And Ebert's going to put a hard chopper to third, and that throw to first in time, and that will erupt the Grimes County crowd as they get the victory over a very good Washington County team. That's the ball game. Washington County 2, Grimes County 4, as they get the victory. We'll be back for the post game after a word from our sponsors.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area's sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, back here to Schrader Field at Linda Anderson Park, where unfortunately, after the ball game is over, Washington County on the losing end, 4-2 to Grimes County, and it was not just a rough night for the Miners baseball side. Also over in Schulenburg in the junior baseball tournament, Washington County losing 10-3 to Twin Cities, and they lose in the final there as well. So a rough night. It had to be somebody's night. Unfortunately, it was not Washington County's. Grimes County gets the win, and they'll be smiling over on the right side as they know they just beat a very good Washington County team, and Grimes County also a very solid team, able to win off the back of a couple of absolute highlight plays defensively to keep Grimes County from scoring and stealing the momentum from them. So a hard-fought victory for Grimes County, but another also a hard-fought game for Washington County. Nothing to hang their head out. It was a hard-fought game all the way through. Came down to the absolute end. But unfortunately, it's Grimes County leaving with a little bit more of a smile. As we all know, it's always a little easier to smile when you get the victory. But Washington County, thankful for the experience. Plenty of smiles on this side as well, as it never feels good to lose. But when it's Little League Baseball, it's all about the experience. And this is a very important experience for these young men. I always say it's more to be learned in a loss than a victory. And plenty of lessons here tonight for Washington County. They unfortunately pick up the loss 4-2 to Grimes County. And that's the ball game. And this is the post-game wrap-up. This is Javi Jr. wrapping it up. And we'll catch you next time.
This broadcast was brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki's Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Booty Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Peter Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Diamond and Associates, EBR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, E-Man General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Land, North Architectural, Altman Venture Street, Double Deep Glass Service, K&H Portable Toilets, La Roche Chevrolet, GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Polar Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Braid It Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's By and By, Seidel, Reedbury, Lispy Water Well Service, Rivent Financials, Lamora's Meat Market, Core Auto Supply, J&J Packaging, Kendra, Kyle, and Brenham National Bank. This has been a presentation. The final score, Washington County 2 to Grimes County 4. This has been a presentation of KWI Sports.